Number four, ask about the community fee. And community fees are very common in senior living. It's a fee that most will charge. It's kind of like a one-time fee, non-refundable. And you can ask, can that fee be waived fully or partially? Sometimes they're willing to work with you on that.
Welcome to Aging in Style, the podcast dedicated to celebrating aging and what it takes to do it well. I'm Lori Williams. I'm a certified senior advisor and senior housing expert. In each episode, you'll learn stories of older adults who are thriving in their 70s, 80s, 90s, in some cases in their hundreds. Whether you're an older adult or the child of an older adult, this podcast is filled with insightful resources, organizations that are doing incredible work, and stories that will inspire you to volunteer, learn, and who knows, maybe even skydive in your golden years. Hi, welcome to Aging in Style. One of the questions my team and I get on a regular basis is, are prices in senior housing negotiable? And the answer to that is yes. In most cases, you can negotiate. So let's talk a bit about that. And I have some tips for you on making sure that you are finding the right senior housing for you and how you can negotiate that rate. So number one, the most important, I think, is to truly research comparable communities. And I think it's really important that you are comparing apples to apples. And as happens quite frequently, we will get calls from people who have been researching senior housing on their own. And maybe they've gone down the street and they've looked at a senior apartment. And a senior apartment is just that. You know, it doesn't have the meals and transportation and everything included. And then they've driven a couple of blocks over and they've looked at an independent living community that has all of the meals and transportation and utilities and everything, you know, just bundled into one price. Well, when we get a call from someone who's done this, they are kind of irate. Like, you know, why is this independent living? Why is this one so much more expensive than a senior apartment? And that's when we explain, well, you are comparing apples and oranges because they're two completely different types of senior housing. So I think the most important thing when you're looking is let's make sure you're looking for the right type of senior living. You're comparing the two same types, so apples to apples. I also think it's really important, and I do say this a lot on the podcast, I think it's very important to work with a reputable local senior placement service. That is what I do. That is the company I own is a senior placement service in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But I know a lot of our listeners are all over the country. So if you're in Dallas and Fort Worth, of course, contact myself and my team and we're happy to help you. But if you're in another part of the country, it's really important for you to find a good local placement service because they are going to save you so much time and stress and trying to figure this out on your own. And we hear this probably daily, or people will say, oh my gosh, I wish I'd known about you sooner. So it's really important to get that help. It'll help you a lot. Number two, understand what is included in every community. So, you know, you really need to educate yourself. Again, why I think a senior placement agency can help you do that. But you need to know what each type includes, what's involved in it, and what are your actual needs or the needs of your loved one. So you need to sit down and kind of think, do I need three meals a day? Do I need housekeeping? Or do I just need, you know, a senior apartment? Or are there assisted living like care needs? Do we need help with medication, bathing, dressing, those type of things so that you're going to go out and not waste time. You're going to go and look at the right type of communities for you or your loved one. Third, once you have figured out what type of community you want, I do want to put this out there. You can ask them about monthly specials or promotions. And most senior living communities do run monthly specials. So you can certainly ask them about that. Number four, ask about the community fee. And community fees are very common in senior living. It's a fee that most will charge. It's kind of like a one-time fee, non-refundable.
And you can ask, can that fee be waived fully or partially? Sometimes they're willing to work with you on that, and, you know, sometimes they're not. Now, kind of as a caveat to all this, if a community is full or almost full, they are not going to budge and negotiate with you because they don't have to. They're full and they may have a waiting list for people wanting to come in. So just know that if it's a very popular community that stays continuously full, they don't really need to give you promotions or anything. So that's not going to be something they're going to offer. Number five, some communities will offer something called a rate lock. So if you feel like this is the community for me or for my loved one, you might want to consider that. So some of these rate locks can be for 2 years, 3 years. They can have like a specific period, or I've seen some that were lifetime rate locks. So that's something to kind of think about and see if that might work for your loved one. Number six, discuss payment options. So sometimes people have a hard time coming up with that community fee. So I have had communities will break that down into 2 or 3 months to pay that community fee back. So it's always worth asking if you can't come up with a community fee, which could, I'll just kind of throw out an average one that I see is $2,500. So if you can't come up with that, maybe you break it down and the first month you pay $1,250, the second month you pay $1,250. So sometimes they're open to working with you on things like that. Number seven, make very sure that you are clear on all the charges, especially when it comes to assisted living, because you're going to have your fee for the apartment, and then you have your care level charges, which the nurse will do the assessment and then tell you what that charge is going to be based on you or your loved one's care needs. So you want to also find out, you know, are there extra fees? Say, sometimes I see extra fees for incontinence. Is that something extra? What level of care can they do? Like some maybe can't do a two-person transfer. They can only do a one-person transfer. So just be very, very clear on what the community is able to provide for your loved one. And also any extra charges that there may be. I think sometimes people, they decide they love a community, and especially I find this with people who are in a big hurry that they have to move mom or dad into assisted living. There's been some kind of crisis that has happened and they haven't had the opportunity to research this in advance. So they're in kind of crisis mode, and they either, I think what happens is they don't absorb all the information because it's a lot of information coming at you. So they don't absorb it all. And then they're like, wait, hold up. What is this fee? Nobody told me about this. So I think just settle your mind for a minute. I know it's just a lot going on. And just make sure you are super clear on the charges that are going to be part of the senior housing. And then also ask for everything in writing. I think that's really important to have too. Because like I said, if you're in crisis mode, and even if you're not, it's if you're not used to going out and, you know, negotiating an assisted living. That's not something everyone's doing on a daily basis. So it's going to be a lot of new terminology and things thrown at you. So it's very possible you're not going to remember everything. So get it in writing. And number eight, my last tip is, and communities don't be mad at me for sharing this, but the end of the month is a good time to negotiate because like any business, I mean, there are quotas and things that people have. And so the end of the month, the community may be more willing to negotiate with you. And, you know, what I tell everyone is just ask for it. You know, if they say no, fine, no harm done, but you never know. You might be able to make significant savings that can help you or your loved one stay in a community longer. So those are my 8 tips for negotiating rates in senior housing. And I hope that helps y'all. As always, you know, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. My website is LoriWilliams-SeniorServices.com. And please share this with your friends and family. And if you like our podcast, please go leave us a message and keep listening. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.